Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, let's pick up with Simin Shin Ches Sif Dalet, some more important halachos and hilchos muktzah. I've come to realize how important hilchos muktzah is. I think that I mentioned this to you, that I think next year I want to make a change in the Gris Kol. I mentioned that. I think it's important that muktzah is such a common shaila. Says the Mechaber, Shin Ches Sif Dalet, Kli Shem Lachta Leheter, so in Sif Gimel, the Mechaber had spoken about Klishim Lachto Leisr, that's mutter to move Letzarech Ufa Letzarech Mekomo. So Klishim Lachto Leheter is going to be mutter to move, even if it's not Letzarech Gufa. What does that mean? Let's spell out a very important halach that some people are not aware of in Klishim Lachto Leisr. I could say, I guess even Chas V'Chalila. Chas V'Chalila, a person leaves their camera outside and starts raining. So people think, oh, Letzarech Gufa is mutter. No, it's a mistake. You have to let the camera get ruined in the rain. You're not allowed to. Letzarech Gufa means that you're allowed to pick up the hammer to break nuts, but you're not allowed to take the camera out of the rain. The one thing that you're allowed to move, Shema Yishaver or Yiganev, or Yerid Olav Gishamim, is a Kli Shem Lachta Leheter. That you're allowed to move. Aval Shalol Letzarech Klal, but not for any Tzarech, that's going to be also a Talpo. That's the Rav HaMagid, is of that opinion. Now, in regards to which Kalim that applies to, so take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Gimel. V'hu Adin Kosos U'Karos U'Tzlochios V'Sakin Shal Gabei Shulchan D'Tadirin B'Tashmish. You know, I'm sorry, I jumped ahead a little bit in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's finish a little bit of the Mechaber. V'chisvei HaKodesh V'acholim Mutar Tal Nofilu Shalot Tzarech Klal. Kisvei HaKodesh, as well as items that are food, that is mutter to be metaltal in all instances, even Shalot Tzarech. Let's take a look now at the Mishnah Berurah. V'hu Adin Kosos U'Karos U'Tzlochios V'Sakin Shagabi Shulchan. The Tirin B'Tashmish, since it's common to use, Lo Chala HaTaris Mukza Klal. Now, if you... To understand this halacha, you have to go back to the Rambam that we saw in the Hakdama of the Mishnah Berurah. Lamiyas Daiti. This is, I don't like saying a lot of chidushim in the Mishnah Berurah here, but this I think is just, I think it needs to be said. I've never seen this set out, but I think it's an important point. We saw that the Rambam said that one of the gzeros of Muktzah was, the gzeros of Tiltul, is that we want Shlo Yeh Tiburcha B'Shabbos Tiburcha Chal Tiltulcha, also should not be the same thing as Shabbos and Chal. Which means that your tiltul is supposed to be, as the Rambam goes on to say, it's supposed to be Letzarech Shabbos. Now, if you have things that you're not metaltal at all in Shabbos, Muktzah Machmas Kufa, it's always awesome. Kli Shem Lachto L'Isser, a little bit. Kli Shem Lachto L'Heter is also mutter. But wait a second. Shalo Shimush Klal, so then in such a case, then you're also guilty that your movement of the item, even if it's a Kli Shem Lachto L'Heter, is not a focus for Shabbos. So that's going to be Aser. However, coming back into the Mishnah Berurah, when you have Kosos Karos U'Tzlochios, that you always being Mishtamish, so then in such a case, there was never a Gzera Tiltul at all. And it's important to emphasize that people are not aware that even Kli Shem Lachto L'Heter has an Iser Tiltul. Valkein Multi L'Tatlan Fil Shalot Tzarech, V'yesh Machmir Mafilu B'Kelim Elon. Somewhere Machmir, even with these kalim as well. And that's what the Sharatim points out is the Mashmos of the Rambam. Rebbe Tzal Shlita told me that he did not see people who are Machmir for this. In general, the Minhag HaOlam is to be Mekel, that those things that Dvar L'Shtamish Tadir is going to be Mutter. The Rama continues, Utfilin Ein L'Tatlan Ki Im L'Tzarech. Tfilin could only be moved L'Tzarech. What is Letzarech? So here, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Chavdal, that according to the Mechaber, you're allowed, it's a Kli Shem Lachto L'Heter, in order that it shouldn't be stolen or shouldn't be Mekalkel B'Chama. However, the Taz and Magen Avram have strong kashas on the Shita of the Ramah. Because at the end of the day, we don't wear Tfilin on Shabbos. Tfilin is a Kli Shem Lachto L'Isur, which gets, of course, involved in a Chakira. Why exactly don't we wear Tfilin on Shabbos? What does it mean that Shabbos is an Os and Tfilin is an Os that you don't wear it? Is it pshat that you don't have to wear it? Or is it mamish that you can't wear it at all? So at the end of the day, the Taz and Magen Avram assume that it's asal nichon b'shabbos, valkein, ein l'tatlan, ki'im b'tzarech l'gufan, Olime Koman. The only time you'd be allowed to move is the Tzarek Ufam and Koma. However, B'shas HaTchak, if there would be any type of Zilzal of Tefillin, so then in such a case, there'd be room to be Mekel. But it's not so Pashut that if you want to sit on a chair, and if you want to sit... If it's not a case of where you want to sit in the chair, but you just, for whatever reason, you want to move it away. For example, Ramesha Feinstein's a chewer. Ramesha says that if you have a hammer that's sitting in the middle of the living room, and you don't want the hammer to be here. Or another example, you have guests over, and you realize you left your talis and tefillin over there where you thought that you can have them to sit. So Ramesha Feinstein says, in regards to a hammer, he says, you can't move a hammer. That's not called a tzorach mekomo, because you're embarrassed that you didn't clean well on Friday afternoon. So Ramesha is machmir. He doesn't allow you to move it. So presumably, according to Taz and Magen Avraham, Ramesha would say the same thing about the talis and tefillin as well. But that's not called Litzarku Futsarku. If you want to sit on the chair, then that's a different story. But if you're uncomfortable that it's sitting somewhere, that wouldn't be a reason that would be mutter. So a classic example would be in a shul, that someone's setting up for a shir, right? He wants to make it nice. There's a big rav coming, he wants to set up the shir nicely and put the svarim nicely. And punk, there's someone's talis and tefillin sitting on the table. So he might think that in such a case it would be Litzarku Mekomo. Presumably it would not be, according to Ramesha. The Ramah continues, Veshofer Asla Tatlakim Litzarku Gufay. But a shofar is usher to be metaltel, because a shofar is a kli shemelachto l'isur. A shofar, though, does have a purpose, the Gemara says. The Gemara tells us that a shofar has the purpose to fill up water. In those days, they would store water in a shofar. So that's why the Gemara says we don't consider a shofar muktza machmas gufo, or even more precisely, muktza machmas chisaron kis. So Rav Nevinzal Shlita told me that he is not convinced that this halacha would apply today. And in fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is quoted in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa that a shofar has a din of muktza machmas chisaron kis. What is the definition of muktza machmas chisaron kis? So muktza machmas chisaron kis, we mentioned in the past, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, is something that has absolutely no purpose. If it has no purpose at all, then in such a case, you're miyached its place on Shabbos, and in such an instance, then it's considered already muktza machmas chisaron kis, and we spoke out that chisaron kis doesn't necessarily mean value. So therefore, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchas, if I recall correctly, paskins that a shofar has a din, muktza machmas chisaron kis. Along those lines, skip ahead to Siv Vav. We'll go back to the nether to Siv He. Kol hakelim shenishpru afilu b'Shabbos, mutu tatlu shevreim, ubilvad shiu ruyim l'shum malacha. All kelim that are broken, so you could move these items, even though we know that the Gemara describes Shivrei Kelim as being Muktzah, but those Shivrei Kelim are only those things that are not Roy L'Shum Malacha. But if it's Roy L'Shum Malacha, then in such a case, it's not going to be Muktzah. So there. So on that, Rav Nevinzal Shlita added that what happens if you, in theory, you could use it to cover. For example, the Gemara says you could use a shtar, L'chassos al pitz lochis, to use as a wine stopper. So does anybody use a shtar today to be a wine stopper? No one does. So Nevinzal says, what happens if we have a kli that once upon a time was used as a wine stopper, but it's not used as a wine stopper today? So he says that in such a case, even though technically al pi dinei gemara, it's considered a kli, and echnam is going to be a kli, Rav Nevinzal Shlita holds that's considered muktza machmas chisaron kis. Again, because there's absolutely no purpose on Shabbos, so then in such a case, you're miyached its makom, that's where it's supposed to be. In such a case, it would have a din of muktza machmas chisaron kis. Similarly, Ravami Merzel Shlita told me that our great Rebbe also holds this way in regards to a leichter. How do you look at a leichter? A leichter is, for those who don't speak Yiddish, that's a joke, but leichter is an English word. So leichter, you light the Shabbos candles and saw in the leichter. So presumably you would have thought it's a klisha malachto le'iser. So Rav Nevinzal Shlita holds no. He holds a leichter is a muktza machmas chisaron kis. Why is it muktza machmas chisaron kis? Because people don't use a leichter for anything else. The only thing they use it for is that purpose. So the nafgamina is, do you consider a leichter a klisha malachto le'iser that you'd be allowed to use a tzarach gufo, a tzarach mekomo? Leaving aside migu disketzai ben hashmashis disketzai. That's a separate discussion we'll have to get to. But how do you look at objectively a leichter? So since a leichter you put into the china closet, so and you leave it there, and it had some mokum miyuchat, so then in such case, not klishim leichter l'isers, muktza machmas chisaron kis. A lot of chumras from Rav Nevinzal Shlita today, based on the yisod of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Back to Sif Hei. Yesh matirim l'talta klishim lachta l'isser afilim mecham l'tzel idei kikar utinok. Of course, there are times that you're allowed to put a heter item on top of a muktzah item, and then in such a case, you'd be able to be metaltel the muktzah item. Okay. Siyata d'shmaya, we'll stop over here. Hopefully we'll continue tomorrow.